The Secretaries of Courage. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. It's been one of the president's biggest unintended accomplishments, raising our awareness of America's state secretaries of state. Their job title's redundant, but their performance has been heroic, especially those who happen to be Republican. They impartially counted votes, as they've done for years, except this year their award has been death threats. It happened to Georgia Republican Brad Raffensperger for daring to call out the president's bogus numbers, and it's happened to Republican Kim Wyman here in Washington, which isn't even a swing state. And so she was on the air yesterday saying, we need to understand why it was that back in 2016, Democrats who won the popular vote accepted defeat, while in 2020, Republicans who lost the popular vote did not accept defeat.
When you have a president of the United States for 6 months over and over saying the only explanation for my loss is a rigged election, people started to believe it. And we've seen these tactics used in the 1930s. Repeat a lie enough, it becomes the truth.
Yes, she brought up the 1930s, the bad old days. And now, with the curtain about to rise on a new impeachment trial, we will see if some of the courage at the state level will trickle up to the national level. Will we just try to forget what happened January 6th, or will we invoke one of the more constructive lessons from the bad old days? Never again. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.